Welcome to The Message from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled, Sent with a Purpose. The Message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our gospel reading today gives us an interesting overview of discipleship and ministry as established by Jesus, and also as sometimes even endured by Jesus. We think our ministry as a church today is difficult, and certainly it is a huge challenge. But it was no walk in the park for Jesus either. Here was Jesus, the one who had shepherds and angels and kings come to him at his birth. Yet, when he tried to minister to those in his home community, he was pretty much rejected. No particularly good reason, just that this hometown boy surely can't be the Messiah. He's just the carpenter's son. The ministry of Jesus, of his disciples, and generally of those called to ministry ever since, have shared that same stigma. It is difficult to effectively minister to those we are personally close to. Personal involvement can, of course, impact one's ability to be impartial. But more than that, it changes the perception folks have of the one trying to minister to them. They're just a friend or a relative. That goofy character we hang around with, that mischievous kid we grew up with, and such. No one special. That perception even caught Jesus by surprise. As we read, he was amazed at their unbelief. Perhaps that is at least part of the reason Jesus sent his disciples out to minister two by two. The support they could give one another was certainly important as they went out into a world of sin. The message they and we are called to share is one of God's tremendous love for us and to bring healing to those in need of the healing power of God. But it is also a call to repent of sins and to receive the forgiveness and new life Christ offers to each of us when we accept him into our lives. As we heard, they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. That part of the message is not one that folks like to hear, but is a very important part of the message Christ brought us. We and this world are filled with sin, and we do need to repent, which means to admit and acknowledge our sins, and then to seek to truly change our ways. Not something easy to preach, nor easy to hear. The reading from the prophet Ezekiel made it so clear as well that this message is nothing new. As we heard, his message was being sent to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me, They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. Does that really sound much different than the challenge today? To challenge people and to call them to repentance is much easier as a team than to go it alone. It is that philosophy and this passage of Scripture that inspires Jehovah's Witnesses and the followers of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, to go out two by two on their mission journeys, which often bring them knocking on our doors. There is another reason for being sent two by two into the field of ministry, whether at the time of Jesus or today. Every individual has their own special gifts and talents, and no individual has everything. Serving in teams offers the ability to draw on the gifts each brings to the table. I certainly experienced this in my ministry at First Baptist Church in Connecticut. Pastor Chris and I had significantly different perspectives on some things and different ways of approaching and doing some things. Our differences, though, were really a gift. We were able to draw from each other and sometimes see different perspectives that, working alone, we probably would never have seen. Our combined ministry was strengthened by sharing our unique gifts with each other and those we were there to serve. It made for an even more powerful combined ministry. That same sharing experience was part of the ministry I shared for a short time with Pastor Glenna. We saw things somewhat differently, yet could each appreciate the perspectives the other brought to our work together and the opportunity to open our eyes to differing points of view. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking we have all the answers and our point of view is the right one. But when we do so, we are only kidding ourselves. Again, the blessing of working in a team, hopefully preventing us from falling into that destructive trap. The reality, however, is that no matter who ministers, what they have to say, or how important their message may be, there will be those who simply don't want to hear or accept the message. Jesus knew that all too well. And so do those who have preached his gospel ever since. He gave instruction to his disciples, I think in part to prepare them for such rejection, so they would not become discouraged and lose hope. Some will hear and will accept God's presence in their lives, and some will not. He told them, "If any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." It sounds harsh and sort of out of character for Jesus. But he knew the reality that some would find salvation and some would not. We are sent out with a purpose and called to minister as a church to the best of our ability. If we do so, God is pleased. We aren't measured by those who don't listen, but by our faithfulness to the truth that is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, may we be faithful in our ministry, that we may bring your gospel message to a world in need. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to The Message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, Sent with a Purpose. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.